الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جماد الأولى and جماد الأخرى. الطارز prayer. O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the 18-page booklet, جماد الأولى and جماد الأخرى, grant them the ability to show due decorum and respect for Islamic months, and bless them and their parents with forgiveness without accountability. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of reciting salat upon the Prophet, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, no Muslim send salat upon me except that angels send mercy upon him. So let a person do a little of that or a lot. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Why these months have their names? The fifth month of the Islamic calendar is Jamad al-Ula, and the sixth is Jamad al-Akhira. Islamic months are lunar centric and depending on the waxing and waning of the moon. These months can occur in any of the four seasons. An Islamic month can fall in one season a particular year, then occur in another season a few years later. Hence, we cannot specify seasons with Islamic months. When Jamad al-Ula and Jamad al-Akhira were given names, it happened to be wintry weather at the time, such that water was freezing from the coldness. These 2 months then attained their titles, as Jamada means to freeze. Correct names and pronunciation. The grammarian Imam al-Farra states, كل الشهور مذكرة إلا جماديين. All names of months are masculine except the two jamadas. When the word jamada is feminine, its adjective will also be feminine. It should neither be called jamada al-awwal or jamada al-akhir, as awwal and akhir are masculine word forms. They should be jamada al-ula and jamada al-akhira, or jamada al Ukhra. The sixth month should not be referred to as Jamada al-Thani, as Thani, i.e. second, comes where there is a Thalith, i.e. third. There is no third here. Lexically, the correct names and pronunciation of these 2 months are Jamada al-Ula and Jamada al-Akhira. How should we spend Jumad al-Ula? Dear Islamic brothers, seeking to make our hereafter as prosperous as possible, we should spend the entire year carrying out our Islamic responsibilities and voluntary acts of worship. Allah showers plentiful blessings upon His servants when the latter perform good deeds. The river of divine mercy increases in flow during certain nights of certain Islamic months. Hereby enclosed for the listener is a collection of select litanies and acts of worship one can perform at these specific times. We shall also observe what pious elders of this ummah did regarding their acts of worship during Jamad al-Ula. Description of what benefits and blessings the aforementioned bring is also included. We ask Allah to grant us the ability to worship Him sincerely and abundantly in this auspicious month. Voluntary Salah of the First Night. As found in Jawahir Khamsa, the companions of Allah's Messenger radiallahu anhum would offer 20 units of voluntary salah on the first night of Jumad al-Ula. They recited Surah Al-Ikhlas after Surah Al-Fatiha in every unit and Salat upon the Prophet 100 times upon concluding Salah. Mufti Faiz Ahmad Owaisi Rahmatullahi Alayhi explains, due to this, Allah will grant a person the reward of countless Salah. It is stated in Jawahir Khamsa, offer 2 units of Salah on the first night after Surah Al-Fatiha, recite Surah Al-Jumu'ah in the first unit and Surah Al-Muzammil in the second. Whoever offers 4 units of Salah during the first day and night of this month, reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas 11 times after Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah commands for 90 years of worship to be written in their book of deeds. He also erases 90,000 sins from it. Mufti Faiz Ahmad Owaisi also mentions, on the first night, one should offer 8 units of voluntary salah with 4 salams. This should be done after Maghrib Salah. One should recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 11 times after Surah Al-Fatiha in the first and second units. This is an excellent salah. Insha'Allah, uncountable reward shall be granted by Allah. A voluntary salah of the third night. On the third night, offer 20 units of salah with 10 salams, reciting Surah Al-Qadr 10 times after Surah Al-Fatiha in every unit. After salah, recite the following glorification until dawn. Ya azimu ta'azzamta bi'azamatik wal'azamatu fi azamatika ya azim. O the esteemed, you are esteemed with your greatness. True esteem is your esteem. O the esteemed. A voluntary salah of the 27th night. Offer 8 units of voluntary salah with 2 salams on the 27th night, reciting Surah Al-Duha once after Surah Al-Fatiha in every unit. Recite this after salah. Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati Warruh. The Lord of the angels and soul is transcendent and free from all defects. Fasting in Jumad al-Ula. Kalimullah Jahan Abadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, there is great reward in fasting on the 2nd, 12th and 21st days of this month. Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. How should we spend Jumad al-Akhirah? Dear Islamic brothers, like all Islamic months, Jumad al-Akhirah is a month of profuse goodness. Acts of worship carried out during it carry great significance and earn immense reward. This month precedes Rajab, and the significance of worship carried out during it reflect the honor afforded to both months. Pious elders of this ummah were reported to perform special worship during Jumad al-Akhirah. One can please Allah and attain the blessings of this month by acting upon their examples. Fasting in Jumad al-Akhirah. The first, 15th and final day of Jumad al-Akhirah can be specified for fasting. Voluntary prayers of the first night. One should offer 2 units of salah on the first night and earnestly seek forgiveness, i.e. istighfar, after it. Year-long protection from poverty. Whoever offers 12 units of salah with 6 salams, reciting Surah Quraysh after Surah Al-Fatiha in every unit and Surah Yusuf after completing Salah, Allah will protect them from poverty for a year. Mufti Faiz Ahmad Awasi writes, as related to us by the righteous, whoever offers 4 units of Salah and recites Surah Al-Ikhlas 13 times after Surah Al-Fatiha in every unit, Allah will pardon countless of their sins and record a plethora of virtues in their book of deeds. Glad tidings of honor. Whoever offers 20 units of Salah with 10 salams after Isha prayer from the 21st night of Jamad al-Akhirah until its final night, reciting Surah al-Ikhlas once after Surah al-Fatiha in every unit, Allah will grant him honor. Many companions would offer 20 units of Salah nightly from the 21st until the end of Jamad al-Akhirah. Deeds for the final 10 days. Many companions would fast the last 10 days to welcome Rajab. It is desirable to fast on the last day of Jamad al-Akhirah as a way of welcoming Rajab. The scholar Abdul Rahman bin Jawzi, Rahmatullahi Alayh, demise 597 AH, elucidates, one should cleanse himself of sin prior to Rajab's arrival as a welcoming gesture. With deep shame over previous sins and transgressions, one should repent to Allah. This repentance and seeking of forgiveness shall purify the heart. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Consistent acts of worship. Some rewardable deeds can be done year-long. Alongside one's obligations, ensure to carry out these deeds in Jamad al-Ula and Jamad al-Akhirah. These earn a person great blessings and mercy from Allah. Most superior days of the month for fasting. The proof of Islam. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh discussed the superior days of each Islamic month. The first, middle, last and white days, 13th, 14th and 15th of every month contain special qualities. It is recommended to fast and give abundant charity in them, so that by virtue of the blessings of these moments, the reward earned is double the usual. As narrated by the companion Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, O Abu Dharr, when you keep 3 fasts each month, then fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th. The Tabi'i Abu Uthman al-Nahdi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, I stayed as a guest with the companion Abu Huraira for 7 days. I asked him how he went about fasting. He replied, I keep 3 fasts at the beginning of every month. If there is an impediment, I fast 3 days at the end. A reward of a whole month. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, by fasting on the white days, can someone earn the reward of fasting for the entire month? The Imam replied, yes. Whether you fast the 1st, 2nd and 3rd, 13th, 14th and 15th, 27th, 28th and 29th, the reward of them all is equal. A hadith mentions how the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam exhorted us to fast for the 3 white days. He declared, they are equal to fasting for the entire month. Dear Islamic brothers, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam encouraged us to fast for the white days of every month. We should make sure to earn the monumental blessings and mercies that come with this. a believer's springtime. As mentioned previously, when months were being named, the fifth and sixth lunar months happened to be precariously cold. They were named Jamad al-Ula and Jamad al-Akhira due to this. Correlating to this, we now move on to select statements and stories from the righteous related to carrying out acts of worship during the winter, fast during the day and worship at night. Be it winter or summer, every season is a season for worshipping Allah. Yet in winter, it is comparatively easier to acquire more reward in lesser time, as days are short, nights are lengthy, and the weather stays cold. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, "Winter is the springtime of the believer. Its days are short, thus he fasts. Its nights are lengthy, thus he stands in them, offers voluntary salah. Winter is spring for a believer, as during this time, his level of obeying Allah and worshipping Him blossoms to new heights. The ease by which good deeds can be performed in this time refresh his heart and soul. The ease Allah grants His servants to worship Him in this time causes their faith to swell, grow in strength, and ultimately become healthy. In winter, a believer can fast without enduring the difficulties of hunger and thirst, as the daytime is short and cool. Easy reward." The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, "Fasts of winter are easy blessings." It is stated in the interpretation of this hadith, fasts of winter were referred to as an easy reward due to the fact reward is attained without fighting, tiredness or difficulty. He who strives shall comfortably acquire this without any problem. Time to increase in devotion. Our pious predecessors and righteous people would be pleased with the onset of winter and declared it a season of increased worship. The companion Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu would mention, "Welcome winter, Allah showers His mercy in this, as its nights are long for those who stay awake to carry out acts of worship, and its days are short for those who fast." Commentary of this quote is as follows. Winter nights are long. It is possible to rest for one part of the night, then spend another worshipping Allah. A believer has time to pray, recite Quran, and give their body the rest it requires. During winter, a believer attains religious benefit whilst his body attains rest. What the pious said about winter. Allah's righteous servants loved worshipping Allah in the winter. The renowned Yahya bin Mu'az al-Razi rahmatullahi alayhi said, "The night is long, do not shorten it with sleep. The daytime is pure, do not defile it with sin." Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi states, "How wonderful is winter for the Muslims. They offer salah throughout the night because it is lengthy, and fast in the day as it is short. When winter arrived, the Tabi'i Ubaid bin Umayr rahmatullahi alayhi would exclaim, 'O people of the Quran, the nights have lengthened for you to recite in. Stand in salah and recite much. The days have shortened for you to fast in. Ensure to fast.' Dear Islamic brothers, do not neglect worship due to cold weather. Be patient and act upon afzalul amali ahmazuha. The best of actions is the most difficult. Think of the righteous who spent freezing cold nights worshipping Allah, performing ablution with cold water to ward off sleep. Stories of the righteous. Imam Malik bin Anas rahmatullahi alayh states, Safwan bin Sulaym al-Zuhri rahmatullahi alayh offered salah on his roof during winter and inside his home in summer, due to the cold and heat respectively. He would stay awake until morning. O Allah, he would exclaim, this is an attempt by Safwan, and you know best. The righteous spent winter nights offering salah in a singular garment so that the cold kept them awake. Some even plunged themselves in cold water if sleep began to overcome them. They would say, this water is easier to deal with than pus of the dwellers of hell, a way of contemplating the hereafter. The saint Zubayd al-Yami rahmatullahi alayh once woke up for tahajjud salah. He had a vessel from which he made ablution. When he placed his hand in the said vessel, he found the water within to be near freezing, and the zamharir of hell came to mind. This moved him deeply, and he did not remove his hand from the vessel until morning. His servant came that morning and asked, what happened? You have not offered tahajjud salah as per your habit. Instead, you are sat here. The saint replied, may Allah have mercy on you. I initially put my hand in this vessel and felt pain from how cold the water was. Zamharir then came to mind. By Allah, from that moment until you came just now, I did not feel the coldness of this water. The scholar Dawood bin Rushayd rahmatullahi alayh writes, an individual woke up to perform ablution for salah on a cold night. He felt the coldness of the water and began to cry. When he heard this, are you not pleased we have woken you whilst we put others to sleep? Abu Sulaiman al-Darani rahmatullahi alayh explains, I was in the masjid on a cold night. The cold troubled me greatly. So I covered one hand and raised the other in supplication. I fell asleep whilst doing this. I heard a voice in my sleep. O Abu Sulaiman, we have placed in one hand what was to be placed. If the other was raised, we surely would have placed something in that too. After this, I promise myself that whether it be summer or winter, I shall supplicate with both hands. Those for whom heat and cold were alike. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam prayed for the fourth caliph of Islam, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, asking Allah to distance heat and cold from him. The great companion would then wear summer clothing in winter and winter clothing in summer. One of the Tabi'een found it extremely difficult to use cold water in the winter for matters of purity. He then prayed to Allah and asked for ease in this. As a result, when water was brought to him in the winter, it would be seen giving off steam by its heat. During his Hajj journey, Abu Sulaiman rahmatullahi alayh saw a pious person wearing worn out clothes and drenched in sweat despite the intense cold. He asked the reason behind this, to which the pious man replied, summer and winter are two creations of Allah. They can only overcome me if He commands, and they cannot come close to me if He commands. I have been in this jungle for 30 years. Allah grants me the warmth of His love in winter and the coolness of His love in summer. Dear Islamic brothers, in winter, many people are unable to purchase things like warm clothing for their family members to protect them from the cold. If we can help such people, there is reward for us in doing so. It is mentioned in Lataif al-Ma'arif that in winter, to sacrifice for the poor that which protects them from the cold is a very virtuous act. Entry into paradise in return for a shirt. Sulaiman rahmatullahi alayhi relates that someone from the people of Syria came and said, "Tell me about Safwan bin Sulaim al-Zuhri. I have seen him entering paradise." When asked by people what led to this, he explained, "I saw him entering paradise for giving someone a shirt. Somebody mentioned this to Safwan bin Sulaim al-Zuhri, and the latter revealed, once upon leaving the masjid on a very cold night, my sight fell upon a person without clothes. I took off my shirt and gave it to him. Pious minister. A pious minister was informed that a woman's four orphan children were hungry and without clothing. The minister ordered a person to go immediately and provide them with the food, clothing, etc. they need. He then removed his warm clothing, taking an oath, "By Allah, I will neither wear this clothing nor warm myself up until that person returns to me, informing me that he has clothed those orphans and fed them." When that man returned, he informed him that the orphans had worn the clothing and had eaten. Only then, whilst trembling from the cold, the pious minister put on his garment again. May Allah grant us the ability to be mindful of the needs of the poor and orphaned. May He allow us to treat them well. May He also grant us the ability to perform much worship in Jamaat al-Ula and Jamaat al-Akhirah, regardless of the season they fall in. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.